There's No Waiting, episode number 79. Tina Andrews on Gomer Pyle USMC. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's and pick up all kinds of Mayberry items that you'll find there. They've got books, they've got DVDs, they've got t-shirts, ties, they've got it all. So just drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations. Tonight's executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 79, is Bob James. Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate your support. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. I got something really neat for you tonight. I've been, I had a fellow Mayberry fan. His name is Matthew Morgan. He contacted me recently to tell me about something he'd seen while watching Gomer Pyle, USMC. He said, and it was really something kind of special. Now, I will say this. This is kind of inside baseball. This is definitely, you've got to be a big Andy Griffith Show fan to really enjoy this, possibly, but I hope not. I hope not. I'm afraid my whole podcast is like that. You really got to be a huge fan of the show before you really can enjoy some of this stuff. But I hope that's not true. But let me tell you about this one. This one is about episode. Let me start over. Back in season 7, of Andy Griffith Show. That's a color episode, and I understand that. But there was an episode called Barney Comes to Town. It was one comes to Mayberry. It was one of the episodes where Barney returned after he had left, when the color episodes started. So hopefully you'll remember this. And here's what happened. Barney was coming back to Mayberry, and he was on the same train with Tina Andrews. She was a Mayberry native who was returning back to Mayberry to attend the premiere of her new Hollywood movie, because she is a small town girl, and they were going to have her come back to Mayberry, and Barney was on the train with her. So when he got back, I don't know if you remember this, but he gets back to Mayberry and all the crowd is out there yelling and waving for Tina Andrews. But Barney thinks they found out that he was coming back to town and they're all yelling for him. Well, turns out that the publicity man for Tina Andrews found out that Barney used to date her back when she went by the name Irene Flogg. So, he arranged Barney to meet with her and go out with her and go to the premiere with her and all that kind of stuff. Well, now, hopefully you remember that. If you don't, you ought to go watch, let's see what number, I didn't write down the number of the episode, but it's season 7 of The Andy Griffith Show, Barney Comes to Mayberry. It seems like it was number 208 aired. So go and watch that if you haven't. But Tina Andrews is her name. She spells it T-E-E-N-A, Tina Andrews. Well, here is what Matthew found. If you're watching, I'm doing this one as a podcast, a video podcast as well. So if you're watching it, I'm going to show you some images of what we found. And before I go into the Tina Andrews thing, I want to tell you this. I was watching this episode to catch what Matthew had told us about, to see it, and what did I see? But, the Sergeant Carter's girlfriend standing in front of the Bluebird Cafe, Bluebird Diner. It's a Bluebird Cafe. She's standing on the street waiting on Sergeant Carter across the road from Gomer and Luann. And Luann spotted her and said, "Hey, isn't that Sergeant Carter's girlfriend?" And she was standing there, and the window behind her said Bluebird Cafe. Anyway, that's not what I was going to tell you about. Later in the episode, Sergeant Carter and Gomer and their girlfriends had both been to the movies, and they came out of the movie theater. And as they came out of the movie theater, Sergeant Carter's wanting to dump Gomer and Luann. He's wanting to get rid of them because he wants to go out with Miss Bunny, with just the two of them. Well, as they're standing there talking outside the movie theater, just over their shoulders, you see a movie poster. Well, Matthew had written me to tell me that while this movie poster says Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. And I was amazed that it would actually say that. But it did. I went and started looking, And sure enough, it was Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. Now, I'm going to have these photos online at facebook.com/2chairs. So you can go there and look. I've done screen captures, and you'll see Miss Bunny and Sergeant Carter standing there. And just over their shoulder is a movie poster that you can definitely see. It says Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. So this was really cool. Now, what's even neater is I was searching around to try to find out what this is, because you can also see it says somewhere above on this movie poster over their shoulder, it says a forbidden paradise into a raging hell. So I was like, what is that? I bet you this is a real movie poster. So I started going out there and searching around, because I thought, hey, they've made Tina Andrews the star of this movie that maybe they went to see, or it was coming on next, these previews. And sure enough, I went out on the internet, and you know what I found? I found a movie called The Island of Lost Women. And it was a movie poster, and it says they turned a forbidden paradise into a raging hell. It looks like probably a hurricane or something was happening, because you can see on this poster who had actually, you know, what was actually going on. But this was the exact same poster, just replaced the words Island of Lost Women with Tina Andrews in Mountain Girl. So this was just a neat find. It was something neat. And I want to thank Matthew for going out there and finding that. And you know, as I was searching around, I was able to find the actual movie poster. So this is just a little bit of Mayberry trivia. Well, it's more than a little bit. This is pretty deep Mayberry trivia. But here we have it, that Tina Andrews starred in Mountain Girl and appeared on Gomer Pyle, USMC. So I thought you guys would like that. And I know I did, because I love that kind of stuff. Anything like that that I can find, you know, I love it. So so drop by facebook.com/2chairs, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes that'll take you to the photographs or the images that I grabbed off of the episode itself, so that you can see for yourself exactly what I'm talking about. If you have a chance to do that, if you've got time, drop by there and you'll be able to see it. And that's that part of the show. Now, one other thing I wanted to tell you guys about. I'm often getting people talking to me, asking me about having episodes of The Andy Griffith Show audio versions, kind of like the podcast, so that they could listen to them in their car. Well, I ran across recently, mainly because she'd put a link in her show notes to Two Chairs No Waiting. I found a site called Movies for the Blind. Now, what this site does is they take movies normally and read them, or don't read them, but they do the audio, but then they put in stage direction, like, you know, they turned left and looked across the room or something like that, or, you know, such and such enters the room. And so she does that so that the blind, visually impaired people will be able to listen to movies normally and be like they're watching it. But she also does TV shows, and she's done The Andy Griffith Show. She's done at least 4 episodes so far. And she's also done Dick Van Dyke Show, I found. And there's some other shows like that that she has done. And she does the ones that are in public domain. So currently, you know, she's got episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. She has, let's see if I can find it here. She has A Wife for Andy, The Big House, High Noon in Mayberry, and The Rivals. And I'm going to have links to those on the show notes page. So if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com, you'll see on episode number 79, the show notes, there'll be a link directly to those episodes, as well as to the front page of Movies for the Blind. So you'll want to go check that out. Here's just a little clip of A Wife for Andy. And this is at the very beginning of the episode. And you'll hear her right off the bat kind of describing what's in the room. And she describes a little more. Then we won't play very much of it. But I wanted you to be able to hear. So here is Movies for the Blind.
As Andy works at his desk at the sheriff's office, Opie walks in with his face and t-shirt dirty and his jeans ripped.
Opie? What in the world happened? Who did that to you?
Matt Merlis. He's my best friend.
I hate to think what he'd do if he's your enemy. You're a sight. You better get home, let Aunt B clean you up and fix your britches.
She ain't home. Miss Clara's sick and she went over to help out.
Oh.
Andy closes a drawer and gets up.
I better do something.
stepping around the desk to Opie.
As you hear, you know, so she's describing what's going on. Andy gets up, steps around the desk to Opie, and she describes the whole episode like that. And we who have watched the episodes hundreds of times, probably, already know what they're doing pretty much. But this is a really neat something that somebody does to help folks that are visually impaired. So, but it'll also help us as Mayberry fans be able to drag these episodes down and listen to them on our MP3 players or burn a CD or something and be able to listen to them. So if you have a chance, drop by moviesfortheblind.com and you'll be able to find the Andy Griffith Show and other shows that you might want to listen to, movies and things like that. So I just thought this was a neat thing. And since she had linked to me, I found her because it showed up on my, on the thing on the Two Chairs No Waiting site. It lets me know if somebody links back to me. So I saw that and I told her I would definitely link to her. So thank you for the link. And here's the link back to you from our website to yours. So thanks very much. I want to thank all you guys that have been putting in comments on iTunes. I've seen those and I really appreciate it. Now I'm going to have something. I think I may do a poll, or maybe you guys could just email me and let me know. The last several episodes have been running almost 20 minutes long, which I think is a little bit long. Well, it may have been even over 20 minutes. But this episode, I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to try to keep it under 15 minutes. And I just want you guys to kind of give me a feeling for how long the episodes need to be. Because I noticed the last couple episodes have not been listened to quite as much. And it may be just because it's summertime nearly. The weather is beautiful outside. But I just noticed there's not been as many downloads or people dropping and listening. So I didn't know if that was because I'm talking too much and you're bored. I hope that's not it, because you're going to be bored a lot when I talk. But if so, I'd like for you to tell me, because I'd like to hear comments that will help make this show better, because this show's for you. It's not just for me to sit here and talk. It's for you guys to enjoy yourself and have a good time. So please just let me know. You can drop me a note at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me and leave me a voicemail at 888-684-8415. Or you can drop by our page at facebook.com/twochairs and leave notes there. You know, any of those places, twochairsnowaiting.com, facebook.com/twochairs, or email me, call me. Hey, any way you can get comments to me, I appreciate them and I enjoy them. So folks, I think that's about it for us tonight. You know, we're getting out of here early compared to the last several shows. So I want to thank you guys for listening and hope you'll come back and join us next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.